Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, July 19th, 2023, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting at long, slow, glide down to Powhana Friday, and all sorts of craziness with that. And it's another really, really busy news day. We're going to try and get as much of it in before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room today taking care of business, and so let's get right on into it. Now, today was the hearing of the House Oversight Committee regarding the IRS whistleblowers. The Democrats were throwing hissy fits. The ranking Democrat Raskin kept saying there's no evidence, there's no evidence, no evidence. And basically, you know, we're listening to these two veteran IRS whistleblowers. One of them is Democrat and gay, so they can't say this is a partisan operation. And they went into detail Hunter Biden's financial crimes, ties to CCP-owned companies, and Joe Biden's potential involvement. And Raskin kept trying to shift the topic, saying, we've got to talk about Trump's recent indictment. Comer had to remind him that's not what this hearing is about. And Raskin's out there and said, well, we probably should hear. And I want to read to you one of the whistleblower's opening statements. This was Gary Shapley, and he basically said, I'm here to tell you that the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office and Department of Justice's handling of the Hunter Biden tax investigation was very different from any other case my 14 years at the IRS. At every stage, decisions were made that benefited the subject of this investigation. For example, prosecutors concealed contents of Hunter Biden's laptop from investigators. DOJ slow-walked steps to include interviews, serving document requests, and executing search warrants. Warrants that were ready as early as April of 2020, but were delayed until after the November 2020 election and afterwards never pursued. Investigators were not allowed to follow up on WhatsApp messages from Hunter Biden's Apple iCloud backup, where he suggested he was sitting next to his father. Assistant United States Attorney Leslie Wolf cited the optics of executing a search warrant at President Biden's residence as a deciding factor for not allowing it, even though she agreed that probable cause existed. Little side note for me, they certainly weren't worried about optics when they raided Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, prosecutors instructed investigators not to talk about the big guy or dad when conducting interviews. The Biden transition team was tipped off about interviews the night before the investigators went over. And there's a lot more to it. It's available online. It's available at whatreallyhappened.com. And so Joseph Ziegler basically is accusing the Department of Justice of obstruction in the Hunter Biden probe, in a couple of cases running out the statute of limitations so that they simply disappeared. And, you know, there's a lot of obvious interference going on here. And Ziegler said, I sit here before you not as a hero or a victim, but as a whistleblower compelled to disclose the truth. I'm risking my career, my reputation, and my casework outside of the investigation we are here to discuss. And I ultimately made the decision to come forward after what I believe were multiple attempts at blowing the whistle inside the Internal Revenue Service. So it's definitely out there. Now, Ziegler confirmed that between the years 2014 and 2019, just 5 years, the Biden family received approximately $17 million from Romania, China, and other foreign countries. And he said the IRS investigators were discouraged from probing the Biden crimes. They were told that interviewing Hunter Biden's adult children would get us into hot water. I'm sorry, Joe Biden, the adult children, would get them into hot water. And so, that's clear interference here. When Herridge asked Ziegler if he'd found evidence that President Biden had financially benefited from his son, Hunter Biden's deal, Ziegler did not feel comfortable answering the question. He alluded to an environment within the IRS that curtailed the scope of their inquiries related to the president. He said, anytime we potentially wanted to go down the road of asking questions related to the president, it was, that's going to take too many approvals. We can't ask those questions. And it created an environment that was very hard to deal with. So anyway, James Comer came on out reminding everybody that the Bidens created over 20 shell companies, most of which were created when Joe Biden was vice president. The Bidens received incremental payments over time to various bank accounts. These complicated financial transactions were used to deliberately conceal the source of funds and total amounts. No normal business operates like this. What were the Bidens selling? Now, Representative Jason Smith came on out and commented, you know, the IRS recommended multiple felony charges against Hunter Biden relating to at least $8.3 million in income from foreign companies in China, Romania, and Ukraine. And the Department of Justice engaged in a campaign to delay, divulge, and deny that investigation. And so it got really intense. Raskin, really very obviously partisan situation. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene was there, and she kind of shook the hearing up when she showed a picture from Hunter Biden's laptop of him having sex with prostitutes. And one of the things that came out in the hearing was that Hunter Biden was listing some of his costs associated with his sex life as legitimate business deductions. There was this sex club he belonged to, and he put down that fee that he paid for that as a country club rather than a sex club. And apparently there was one time when he rented a room at a hotel to teach himself how to make crack, and he listed that as a business expense. And so it just went on and on and on and on. Now, a lot of people in the audience watching this thing, including the family of Ashley Babbitt, I noticed they were sitting in the stands there. And it's all over social media. There's all kinds of clips. There are more articles about this at whatreallyhappened.com. And I come away from this deeply disappointed in the Congress as a whole. These are supposed to be statesmen and stateswomen. And what I saw today was a bunch of supermarket clerks, you know, fighting over the carcass of what was once the greatest nation on earth. And it was a terrible sight to see. It really, really was. Okay. Now, over at the House Judiciary Committee, Chairman Jim Jordan has issued a stern warning to FBI Director Christopher Wray, threatening to hold him in contempt of Congress for ignoring subpoenas. And so, again, more obfuscation, more cover-up, and it's just all coming apart, and the deep state is in a panic. The Democrats are in a panic. They're doing anything that they can to try and distract from this and get the focus back on Trump. Trump has been indicted again for leading an insurrection. And that's funny because just a couple of weeks ago when Ray Epps was finally going to face charges, they would say it was just a protest. It wasn't an insurrection. It was just a protest. Now with the third Donald Trump indictment, it's back to being, it's an insurrection. And it's like they really don't think that we remember what they said before. And it's amazing. Now, let's see. Oh, this one actually should have gone above the Chris Wray situation. The FBI told a supervisory agent investigating Hunter Biden to duck the House Oversight Committee questions about the ongoing criminal case involving Hunter, according to a letter obtained by the New York Post. So, yeah, there's the evidence of a cover-up right there from within the FBI itself. And a lot of people are saying, wow, the FBI has really sunk to a new low. But actually, the FBI has kind of been down there all along. at least going back as far as COINTELPRO in the 1960s. And, of course, I felt their wrath back in 1994 when they got me kicked out of Hollywood regarding the Vince Foster situation here. There's an article out of Global Research, and it's saying the truth. The Biden presidency is sinking deeper and deeper into failure. And they're saying both in domestic policy and in foreign affairs, there have been few U.S. presidencies that have failed as thoroughly as Biden's is failing. His foreign policies have focused upon defeating simultaneously Russia and China, two countries on the opposite side of the planet from us, and which for decades have sought good relations with us. But Biden has been trying to turn Ukraine into a U.S. colony armed against Russia on Russia's border, and he's been trying to turn Taiwan into a U.S. colony armed against China on China's border, and will obviously fail on both objectives or else cause World War III. And all of this is actually U.S. aggression against both Russia and China, because neither country poses any real threat to the U.S. national security. If the U.S. wasn't meddling in Ukraine and Taiwan, Russia and China would just sit down and say, well, you know, we'll just let the U.S. work out their own problems here. The recent NATO summit in Vilnius was a disaster because all of the things that Biden has been ordering Ukraine and the European countries to do are failing. And even his plan B against China to get Japan and other U.S. colonies added to NATO, so as for America to dominate the Pacific, is running into what appears to be insurmountable barriers. And then, of course, you've got Biden's mishandling of the economy, the Afghanistan disaster, the open borders in the South. I don't think Biden could be doing a worse job if he was trying, and maybe he is trying. There's a lot of people who are saying they're trying to, you know, the globalists want the U.S. destroyed to bring about the one world government and the Great Reset, and maybe that's what's going on here. Now, getting on back to Donald Trump and his appearance before a grand jury regarding his role in January 6th. And remember, it's on video. It's available in social media that before the protesters got to the Capitol building, he said, peaceful demonstration, cooperate with the police. And then once things started to get a little bit rowdy, he released another video from the White House saying, you know, leave, go home peacefully. And those three videos basically exonerate him. But it's going to be a kangaroo court, and the Democrats are desperate enough to try and invoke the 14th Amendment on him because as I mentioned yesterday, the Constitution doesn't actually prohibit a convicted felon from being president. And so they're going back to this amendment that was passed immediately after the Civil War, specifically to target Confederates. And they're bringing it up and say, well, you know, Trump inspired an insurrection, and therefore he cannot hold government office anymore. It's desperation on the cusp of madness. And a lot of people are leaping to the defense of Donald Trump. And, you know, he's up in the polls and way above President Biden for reelection. So what are they going to do? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent. This was from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and saying that Trump's announcement would likely be indicted, arrested soon over his alleged role in January 6th. McCarthy said this is not equal justice. They treat people differently, and they go after their adversaries. And this, you know, bias in the government, this targeting of conservatives and Republicans, you know, goes back at least as far as the Obama administration. Remember the big IRS scandal there where they were targeting conservative groups and trying to revoke their tax-exempt status and all kinds of things like that. So, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise also came to Trump's defense, noting that the news, you know, the hearings that we saw today show that the investigation into Hunter Biden was stonewalled by the prosecutors, and now the Biden administration is going after Trump once again. Is there a double standard? Well, yes. If the Democrats didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Marjorie Taylor Greene chimed in saying the charges are ridiculous, and special counsel Jack Smith is weaponizing the Department of Justice against Donald Trump. So there is an article in the Federalist, and it's sounding a warning that the Biden's Department of Justice will trigger a major crisis if Trump is indicted for January 6th. And the idea that this could even happen should terrify all Americans regardless of their political beliefs. Okay? Put bluntly, if the Department of Justice arrests Trump, the president's main political rival heading into the 2024 election, it will trigger a political and electoral crisis unlike anything in U.S. history. It's not too much to say that such a move would not only imperil the upcoming presidential election, but the republic itself. Jailing your political rivals is what happens in tin-pot dictatorships like Nicaragua, where President Daniel Ortega's political rivals often find themselves arrested and imprisoned on charges of treason. And, yeah, it's Biden's banana republic. It looks like it's going to happen here. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene chimed on in, saying that Special Counsel Jack Smith is a weak little bitch for the Democrats. And it's kind of interesting that Jack Smith's career as an attorney is not a very good one. He's made a lot of mistakes in previous cases. He had a lot of cases dismissed, overturned, bordering on the edge of misconduct. He's definitely up there. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying this is all absolute bull biscuits. Not her exact words, but you get the idea here. Now, relative to January 6th, and we mentioned this before, but it does fit into the current context here, lawyers for January 6th prisoner Edward Jacob Lake Lang have filed a document with the Supreme Court of the United States challenging the government's obstruction of Congress charge, one of the most common felony charges used against the January 6th defendants, which carries a 20-year prison sentence. And the lawyers filed what's called a writ of certiorari, or a request to the Supreme Court to hear an issue. And they want to take it to the High Court to review the details behind Mr. Lang's alleged violation of Title 18 U.S. Code Section 1512C2, one of the 11 charges against him. According to the writ, Mr. Lang filed a motion to dismiss the Section 1512 count prior to trial. The district court granted his motion. However, on a consolidated interlocutory appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, joined by two similarly situated co-defendant, the court, in a split decision, reversed the district court. A motion for a rehearing was denied. It is a kangaroo court here. And the question presented for review by the Supreme Court is whether the Court of Appeals erred in concluding that application of 18 U.S.C. Section 1512C2, a statute crafted to prevent tampering with evidence in official proceedings, can be used to prosecute acts of violence against police officers in the context of a public demonstration that turned into a riot, resulting in so breathtaking application of the statute as to run afoul of Van Buren versus United States. So this is basically conflicting with a prior legal precedent. Now, legal expert Jonathan Turley predicted earlier today that another indictment against Donald Trump may backfire unless investigators possess airtight evidence of a crime. And in other words, they have to come up with hardcore evidence that Donald Trump in some way said, yes, go into the Capitol building and cause damage. And if they don't, then, you know, it's going to blow up in their face and Americans are going to see just how corrupted the entire system has become. And that is not going to make them happy. All right, now, getting on back to this government interacting with social media to block posts and comments that they don't agree with, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment. This goes back to January 2021, where Biden administration policymakers claimed a right to suppress the online posts and comments of conservatives and anybody else who had a bad attitude toward federal power. Now, that party ended on July 4th when federal judge Terry Doughty condemned the Biden censorship regime as potentially the most massive attack against free speech in U.S. history. Doughty issued a preliminary injunction to ban the federal agencies and the White House from browbeating social media companies. The case against Joe Biden was brought by the state attorney generals of Louisiana and Missouri and joined by several private groups. Well, that answers the question that a caller into the show yesterday was asking. Can state attorney generals bring cases against federal officials? And the answer clearly is left here. And unfortunately, another judge has blocked the injunction. So as of right now, the government is still meddling with social media in order to deny you your First Amendment rights. And so we have a government that's refusing to live by the original contract with America, which is that Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're not following the rules. They're not keeping their half of the bargain. So why should Americans keep our half of the bargains? Why should we obey their orders? Why should we send our kids off to die in their wars? Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show here, and I just checked in. The hearings are still going on with the IRS whistleblowers, and Representative Kwesi Mufune, the Democrat from Maryland, just said something that's very, very disturbing, and this is a direct quote. The DOJ, FBI, and IRS keep this democracy in check. What the heck does he mean by that? That's what I would like to know. It's like when Mike Pence came on out and said, well, you know, I'm worried about Ukraine, but the rest of it is not my concern. They're really disconnected here. Okay, now, last year when the Sam Bankman-Fried crypto scandal broke, Beto O'Rourke pledged to return all of the cash donated by the alleged criminal, but according to records, Beto is still holding $100,000 donated to him by Bankman-Fried. So, anyway. Now, getting on to other bits of news, tonight, Donald Trump will host a screening of Sound of Freedom at the Trump National Club in Bedminster. I understand that the director and the star will be there to answer questions. And, it is still out there. People are clamoring to see it. And the left is just, you know, having kittens, just saying, no, it's all a hoax. There's no child sex trafficking at all going on. Well, what did they throw Jeff Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell into prison for is what I want to know here. And there's been another case of a little media being attacked by the left wing. And this is coming from country music singer Jason Aldean, who came out with a song, Try That in a Small Town. And it's actually a good song, and it's a good little video. And it basically, the video shows a lot of scenes of stuff that's been going on in the country, the out-of-control crime, the open southern border, all kinds of things like that. And, you know, the left apparently had a real problem with that. And they're screaming, he's encouraging violence against these, you know, violent people in the streets here, and you know, criminals have rights or some such nonsense as that. And they caused such a fuss that the video was taken down from country music television. And that's kind of interesting, and a lot of people are saying that country music television just had their Bud Light moment, and already there are calls for people to simply turn it off and unsubscribe. And basically, all the song is saying is that in a small town, you can't get away with the nonsense that we're seeing in these big, democratically controlled cities, which are completely out of control. All righty. And this song actually came out in May. He released the song itself in May and really didn't get a lot of backlash from the left at that time. But the music video really makes some very, very strong visual points, and that's why the left is hating it, absolutely hating it. Now, speaking about the deterioration of life in Democratic areas, Illinois has become the first state in the nation to eliminate cash bail, clearing the way for potentially dangerous criminals to be set free on the streets while they're awaiting their trial. And Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker celebrated the step earlier today. Critics are saying, are you out of your mind? Illinois Republican Party Chair Don Tracy said the law will significantly undermine public safety by releasing from custody dangerous, violent criminals at a time when police are under attack and Illinois families and crime victims already fear for their personal safety. And under Governor Pritzker, Illinois has become less safe and violent crime is on the rise. So, yeah, and that seems to be what the Democrats want to have in the streets is more violent crime, more chaos. And let's see. Here we go. Now, let's get into COVID. The New York Times is now admitting that the official data on deaths caused by the COVID virus, not the vaccine, the disease itself, was overcounted by at least 30%. And citing data from the CDC, the New York Times states that a third of the COVID deaths were actually caused by something else. And, of course, we had reported earlier where doctors were assigning COVID as the cause of death, just to run the numbers up. The most ridiculous one was a gentleman who got killed in a traffic accident, but he tested positive for COVID, and that's what they put down as the cause of death, you know. So anyway, so they were cooking the data right from day one. All righty. The West Australia Vaccine Safety Surveillance reported that in 2021, a total of 3 million 948,673 individual doses of COVID-19 vaccines were recorded as being administered to Western Australian residents. The increase in vaccine administration resulted in a significant increase in reports of vaccine injuries called adverse events following immunization. Let's see, Western Australian Vaccine Safety Surveillance received 10,726 individual reports in 2021, up from just 270 in 2020. So, yeah, it's there. You know, it's obvious what's been going on. This is the biggest medical goof since thalidomide. And we are coming up on another commercial break, and so we will be back in a few minutes with more news.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If Have you got the money? Well,
welcome back to our show here, and I was just checking on social media, and over on Twitter, I've got a whole 5,000 followers, and they're real followers. They're not bots and fake accounts like so many of our politicians and celebrities use here. Getting on back to COVID, there is a report that after millions of deaths and mounting evidence of culpability, the Biden administration has finally cut off the funding to the Wuhan lab. And the issue given was that the Wuhan lab was asked to produce a safety report regarding, you know, no more leaks, and failed to do so. But I think the issue is that the Biden administration wants to pull back from this perception that they have been funding the development of biological weapons, which is what they mean when they say gain of function. Getting into the international news, things are getting really dicey over in Ukraine. Scott Ritter was on Redacted with Clayton Morris, talking about how the original military forces of the Ukrainian army are pretty much, you know, wiped out, and they have no real men left. And there have been reports on social media, including videos, of, you know, Ukraine just grabbing young men off the street and sending them to the front line. And, of course, without any real training, their life expectancy can be measured with an egg timer. But that's how desperate Zelensky is right now. Now, the Washington Post reported earlier today that U.S. officials believe Ukraine should be launching more large-scale assaults against Russia's defensive lines despite the risk of major losses, and are blaming Ukraine's tactics for the struggling counteroffensive. In other words, they're saying, push harder, push harder. I can't imagine that Zelensky isn't pushing as hard as he can, because remember, he got that ultimatum from NATO that if he does not show significant progress by the end of the year, NATO's going to say it's time for peace talks. And, you know, it's getting ugly over there. Now, the failure of Ukraine's counteroffensive may lead to the West's defeat, according to a British expert. And, you know, Kiev may be forced to make territorial concessions to Russia, meaning they get those areas in the Donbass, where the ethnic Russians are all living. And this was from Robert Clark, who wrote an opinion piece for the Daily Telegraph. And he said, if Kiev fails in its battlefield endeavors to split that land bridge and retake much of its own territory by winter, then vocal calls of territorial concessions for marginal political outcomes is going to become far more prevalent, not just in Ukraine, but likely from Western capitals as well. Everybody's getting sick of this thing. It's huge amounts of money and not much gain. Now, the head of USAID, Samantha Power, has rolled out multiple aid packages totaling hundreds of millions of dollars during a multi-day trip to Ukraine. And the civilian assistance was announced as the White House prepared another $1.3 billion tranche of weapons for Kiev. Now, Power arrived in Kiev yesterday, revealing a $500 million humanitarian assistance package for Ukraine. And she said that the United States will provide more than $500 million in additional humanitarian assistance to our humanitarian partners to scale up their response. They will support everything from shelter for those whose homes have been destroyed to trauma support for those most affected by the war. Now, on Tuesday, Power arrived in Odessa and announced another $250 million aid package directed to Ukrainian farmers. And she said, through its Agricultural Resilience Initiative Ukraine, USAID is providing an additional $250 million to support Ukraine's agriculture sector, this at a time when farms are under attack in the United States and the European Union. Is this making any sense at all? Or are these millions of dollars going into certain corrupt pockets in Ukraine to keep them moving forward on the war? Probably a lot of them want to quit as well. Okay. Now, the failure of the grain deal will result in huge financial losses for Ukraine. And apparently Russia is backing it up with strikes on the port facilities in Odessa and basically wrecking the ports on the Black Sea. And this is the worst attack of the war so far. Explosions were being heard in Odessa. And so Oh, actually, yeah. The first wave of explosions hit the city between 1:05 a.m. and 1:07 a.m., followed by two more barrages. Nobody, local authorities are yet to comment on the situation. But yeah, the ending the grain deal has really shifted things. Now, Russia plans to increase the deliveries of fifth-generation fighter aircraft to its armed forces, according to Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin. And it said it is planned to increase the deliveries of fifth-generation fighter aircraft. He said that one of the council's priorities is to ensure that the state procurement order is being implemented in time. Meanwhile, the United States is concerned that Western warplanes aren't going to help Ukraine. This is coming from the Washington Post. And even if Ukraine receives modern Western-made jets, they'll be of little use. First of all, because of Russia's powerful air defenses, which are turning out to be a lot tougher than was expected. And, of course, Ukraine has a shortage of pilots that are trained to use these modern aircraft. That's why they're, you know, sending them out to learn on the F-16s and so forth. So it's amazing. Now, General Milley has admitted that it would take years and billions of dollars for Ukraine to match the Russian air power. And it say, he says 10 F-16s cost $2 billion. It's an older aircraft. So the Russians have hundreds of fourth and fifth generation airframes. If the Ukrainians are going to try and match the Russians one for one or even two to one, you're talking about a large number of aircraft. Yes, you are. Another story, this is from Citizen Watch report, and it's confirming what Biden accidentally leaked on out. The U.S. and the NATO allies are running dangerously low on ammunition, and we could see major conflicts erupt in the Middle East or over in China, and thanks to the recklessness of the Biden administration, the U.S. could soon find itself fighting wars with both Russia and China simultaneously. So you would think that our military brass would be absolutely determined to make sure we have plenty of ammunition. But we don't. In fact, as a result of sending so much ammunition to Ukraine, our own stockpiles are dangerously, dangerously low. And it's another case of bad management. Now, the Russian Foreign Ministry has issued a statement saying that there are no more security guarantees for Black Sea navigation. And these security guarantees were for the cargo ships carrying the grain during the grain deal, carrying it to Europe, carrying it to Africa, and so forth. And that no longer holds true, and the Russian military has now issued a maritime warning for Black Sea that any ships approaching the Ukrainian ports, okay, will be treated as if they could are potential carriers of war goods. In other words, they will be stopped and searched, and any war materials found will be confiscated. So that's it's escalating. It's really escalating. Now, over in Hungary, Prime Minister Orban, joined by Latin America's pro-peace stance, is saying most of the world is tired of war, and I think that is definitely true. If there, and anybody thinks the war is fun, you can enlist. But anyway, Prime Minister Viktor Orban took to Facebook yesterday to proclaim that Hungary and Latin America both have a pro-peace stance regarding the conflict, and they want the war to end as soon as possible, certainly before it escalates into something involving nuclear weapons. Now, here's an article from the original antiwar.com. NATO is a warfare alliance, not a force for global peace or stability. And at his speech during the recent NATO summit in Vilnius, President Biden called the U.S. and Europe anchors for global security, when in reality there are no anchors during this very dangerous time of never-ending war in Europe. And so, our NATO allies are not, as Biden would suggest, anchors in a turbulent sea of demons, but rather catalysts stirring the cauldron of war on behalf of the U.S. empire. Okay. Another episode of Redacted with Clayton Morris. The truth behind the Nord Stream terror attack is coming on out. And he interviewed Jeffrey Brodsky, who investigated the catastrophe and testified about it in front of the United Nations, and basically came on out with the uncomfortable truths nobody in politics wants to hear. In other words, no, Russia did not blow up their own pipeline, just like they did not blow up their own dam, and they did not blow up their own bridge. Anyway. Now, down in Great Britain, there is something going on with the financial system. UK bank Coutts dropped British politician Nigel Farage as a customer. They originally said it was because his accounts contained insufficient funds. Okay, but it turns out, according to a 40-page dossier compiled by the bank and seen by the UK Telegraph, it's because Nigel Farage's social and political views were incompatible with the values of the bank. And here I thought banks were just about, you know, taking deposits in and loaning them out at interest. And but no, banks are now being used to implement political agendas. Nigel Farage has responded saying, "This is getting close to the Chinese social credit system. They revoked my bank account over Stasi-style report on Brexit, racism, and meeting tennis star Novak Djokovic." Okay. Now, the U.S. has deployed troops to northern Syria, prompting concerns over counterterrorism commitment in Vilnius. And apparently, following Turkey's relentless struggle against the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a series of controversial steps have been taken consecutively by the United States. Most notably, the U.S. has recently announced the deployment of 2,500 troops to northern regions of Syria, which are currently under control of the PKK. This decision has prompted concerns about the U.S. government's dedication to counterterrorism efforts, especially during its recent pledge for a joint fight against terrorism at the NATO summit. Okay. Now, relations with Israel have been deteriorating, and certainly, you know, Biden mumbling and almost falling asleep during his recent meeting with the president of Israel didn't help things. But former Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid has warned that his country's relations with the U.S. have deteriorated so much under the leadership of Netanyahu that Washington is no longer our closest ally. Oh, I'm so heartbroken to hear that. And Lapid made the comments on Monday, saying the Israeli government is leading us into this crisis, making the biggest and most dramatic changes to the regime in our history without holding a single discussion, not even one, about the economic, security, social, and political consequences of the move. And he says Israel is being torn in two over this judicial reform issue. Okay, now Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman threatened to place sanctions on the United Arab Emirates in a private conversations with journalists last year. This is according to the Wall Street Post. The threat had come amid a growing rift between bin Salman and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, rented lips, marked by differences over regional policies and OPEC limits. And basically, bin Salman warned that Saudi Arabia would take punitive measures against its ally if the UAE continued to undercut the kingdom in the region. He was quoted as saying, "It'll be worse than what I did with Qatar." So Mohammed bin Salman clearly wants to be a power player in that part of the world. Now, this is kind of interesting. We've been talking about Africa and why everybody wants to get in there. It is the last remaining untapped natural resources, the largest left on Earth, and everyone wants to get in there and get whatever's in the ground and dig it up. But nearly 50 African states are going to attend a summit in Russia next week in St. Petersburg. And the decision to participate demonstrates African nations' firm commitment to developing relations with Moscow despite Western pressure. So the U.S. influence in Africa, again, is in decline. Okay, now getting on back to this soldier who wandered into North Korea, the story that we were hearing yesterday was that he was in disciplinary trouble and decided to defect to North Korea. Maybe, maybe not. Story out of the Global Times, saying the Biden administration might be forced to engage North Korea. And they're saying that this U.S. soldier willfully trespassing into North Korea heightened tensions, and it was followed by test launches of two missiles by North Korea. And so when that incident first happened, I suggested this could be a deliberate provocation by Washington to escalate the situation with Korea, and it may, in fact, have been just that. And I have a very serious question here. With the U.S. running low on ammunition and already provoking Russia and already provoking China, I think starting another fight with North Korea would not be a particularly good idea at this time. Meanwhile, Taiwan says it detected a record 16 Chinese warships around the island. And apparently this was topping a previous high set when the Chinese military responded to then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island in August of last year. So the Taiwanese Defense Ministry said it detected 16 Chinese People's Liberation Army ships operating around Taiwan last Friday. It's not clear how close they came to the island. All right. The U.S. is going to tune up, I guess, its nuclear command and control in the next decade at an estimated cost of $117 billion. This is going to be the cost of operating, upgrading, and maintaining the systems the U.S. Department of Defense relies on to monitor, ready, and launch nuclear weapons. And so, they're getting... We all hope and pray that those things never, ever get used. Now, we've been talking about the military-industrial complex and how it seems really geared toward making money, taking money away from you, giving it to the defense contractors who, in turn, offer generous jobs to retiring Pentagon officials and great donations to certain politicians here. And as a result, we don't really get good weapons. The F-35 has got all kinds of problems. The Gerald R. Ford, they're not sure it could ever really survive actual combat. Powertrain problems on the Zumwalt stealth destroyer, which turns out not to be all that stealthy. The Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ships, which are so bad, they're already being scrapped and they're going back to the drawing board. It's all about churning the money on out there. And there's an article on this very topic coming from Responsible Statecraft. Oh, I got to take a break. I'll get to the story when we come back from these few words.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Okay, so we're talking about the military-industrial complex, and there's an article that came out of Responsible Statecraft. The $850 billion chicken comes home to roost. The military-industrial complex is not designed to actually fight wars. If so, you wouldn't see Ukraine struggling right now to win one. And they're talking about the recent video of Ukrainian troops scrambling out of a U.S.-supplied Bradley infantry fighting vehicle after it got hit by a mine. And they're talking about how hard the U.S. Army bureaucrats and contractors who developed the weapon fought to keep this vehicle a death trap for anybody riding inside. Now, as originally designed, the Bradley tanks promptly burst into flame when hit with anything more powerful than a BB pellet. And the armor bureaucrats were well aware of the defect, but pausing development for a redesign would have hurt their budget, so they delayed and cheated on tests to keep the program on track. Only when Jim Burton, a courageous Air Force lieutenant colonel from the Pentagon's testing office, enlisted Congress to mandate a proper live-fire test, were the Army's malign subterfuges exposed and corrected. Now, Jim Burton's the guy I talk about in the Pentagon Wars. He wrote a book about his experience with the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle development, and that was then later made into a movie. Which is definitely worth seeing. It's a very entertaining film, but it does document what was going on, and some of it is actually pretty silly here. All right, getting into the economy. U.S. housing starts, single-unit homes plunged 7.4% year-over-year in June for the 14th straight month of declines. Multifamily starts are down 11.56% just from May to June. Permits are down 13.52%. And basically that means, housing starts are down. And, the problem is that interest rates are so high, people aren't ready to make that leap into buying a house because all mortgages these days are variable rate and they don't want to get burned down the road. Now, Russian investment in Iraq is reaching a new and promising stage. So Iraq is, becoming more Russo-friendly, or Russophile, if you will. And they're not happy with the United States. And Russia is going to accomplish with peaceful commerce what the U.S. really failed to do with a military approach. And I've been saying for years, let's go for peace through commerce rather than all of this shooting bullets and bombs and everything. South Korea's Yoon inks a major reconstruction deal with Ukraine, potentially elbowing out China. So that's kind of interesting. And let's see, the IEA is warning of a winter natural gas crisis if Russia cuts the supplies, which I think they probably will do, especially after the insult to the Nord Stream pipeline. Meanwhile, five European Union countries are urging the Commission to extend the ban on imports of Ukrainian grain. Well, I don't think they're going to have to worry about that anymore because the grain deal just died. And that's going to hit a lot of people. And like I said yesterday, we're already getting reports of panic buying. So if you use a lot of flour, you do a lot of baking, you might want to stock up. And, of course, anything made with wheat, their prices are going to go up as well. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I'm still checking in on the House Oversight Committee hearing. And apparently, one of the developments that have come on out is that Hunter Biden attempted to obtain a business tax deduction on his return for hotel rooms that were used by Joe Biden. And that makes a case that Joe Biden was, in fact, a business partner of Hunter Biden, despite all of his denials. Another one that really came on out was kind of funny. Hunter Biden paid a hooker from California that he flew over state lines to Washington five times. That's the Mann Act right there. And Hunter claimed her on his taxes as a paralegal, but the airline tickets and the sex photos Hunter took on his laptop proved that she was something else entirely. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, how you doing today, Mike? First I'm going to talk about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Look like they're in big trouble with the whistleblowers, Mike. They had, I only watched like 15 minutes of these whistleblowers on the C-SPAN. And I tell you right now, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden might go to jail, Mike. Not Donald Trump. It shouldn't be Donald Trump that they're trying to indict. It should be Biden. Biden's the one that needs to be in handcuffs. And by the way, Mike, I got a new thing I want everybody in RBN to understand. This is not an invasion, okay? Mike, I want you to remember this. This is not an invasion by these illegal aliens and what Biden's doing. This is a conquest, Mike. They're using this as a conquest to destroy everything that is white European culture. This is a conquest, Mike. Yes or no? You agree with that?
Well, they haven't conquered us yet.
But you believe this is what their ultimate goal is, a conquest by the demon rat party?
I guess you could call it a conquest. I mean, it looks like a demographic, warping. They're counting on these illegal immigrants to vote Democratic and keep the liberals in power, even though, and again, they're ignoring the law. They're openly ignoring the law, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights to do all of these things. And, I don't see military conflict between the illegal immigrants and the legal American citizens. It is very alarming that we have so many military-age males coming across that border, but military-age males are also working-age males. And they're not coming across the border with weapons or anything like that, at least not that we're aware of.
Well, Mike, they can't come across the border with weapons because they don't have no weapons in those countries they come from. But they're coming over here, and when I mean conquest, no, they're coming here to devour. They're going to devour this place, okay? They're not, yep. They're not really picking up our ethical identity. They don't care about English. They don't care about the founding fathers. They could give a damn about the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or any of that, Mike. The Constitution,
well,
they don't
care.
They're
going to fit right in with the current Democratic leadership.
Well, Mike, listen here. Donald Trump and a lot of Congress people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're even saying, and I hope Marco calls in today, and a couple of Sebastian and Miles. I haven't heard from Miles in a long time. I hope they call in. Miles is a great call. We need him to call in. But, yeah, Mike, I want to tell you, these people are not coming here to compliment us. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs, like I tell you 100 times. And let me tell you, that I do believe this is a conquest, and these people never are going to go into the fold of white Northern European males. Afro-Americans don't want to even go into the fold, Mike. You got this Cornel West spewing a lot of nonsense. You know, he's blaming everything on the Republicans before, you know, he was a professor. This guy's a professor? If he's a professor, Mike, I don't know what I should be a... I don't know if I should be an astronaut or what it is. this guy is a cornball, Cornel West. He was sort of nonsense. I was listening to some of his old tapes. The guy's full of it. You see, I think he's with the Reverend Jeremiah Wright in Farrakhan. That's what I think. And this guy said he wants inclusion. Yeah, right. Mike, and you have these black Congresswomen viewing all this lies about Republicans. Hey, the Republicans weren't the ones owned slaves. It was the Democrats that owned the slaves.
Yes.
And they need to get to the point with the truth about slavery in itself. There was more Irish people were enslaved in the beginning of this country than there was black, Mike. Indentured slaves. And they never talk about that. Where's their reparations? Give me a break, man. This thing's all a big, giant hoodoo cabal by I don't know what you call it, ACLU and all these...
Well, you know, what is conveniently being forgotten is that Abraham Lincoln did have a reparations program where, you know, he gave land and, you know, you heard the slogan, 40 acres and a mule, and financial assistance for a finite amount of time so that they could set up a home and, you know, start a garden and take care of themselves.
Well, Mike, you know, I wish you would spend 15 minutes on this subject one day when you talk about Lincoln's last 3 weeks in office. What he was doing with his paperwork when he was writing that no matter what happens with the slave issue and the Civil War, the blacks and whites will never come together. That's why, Mike, and you know this, and I want you to talk about it for a minute, about why they were going shipping him back to Liberia and Monrovia. They were literally telling him, go back to Africa, and we will set you up with your own government over there. Am I lying? Yes or no? And
That was one of the plans. There actually were a lot of people saying, you know, let's send, you know, the slaves except for the ones that were born in the United States, they were kidnapped from their home countries. Let's send them back to their home countries. You know, they were trying to do right by the slaves. And so the present day calls for reparations. It's ridiculous, especially the one out in California. California never was a slave state. And so Gavin Newsom is out there trying to take money away from people who were never slave owners to give to people who were never slaves, and it's just going to cost a huge amount of money. And they're just vote buying. It's like what Biden did with the student loan forgiveness. They're just buying votes. They're trying to buy the student vote by saying we'll forgive your loans. They're trying to buy the black vote by saying we'll get your reparations. And in the end, neither one is actually going to happen. Look at how many great promises have been made in campaigns throughout the years that never came to pass.
Yeah, Mike, you know, exactly. It's horrible and horrific what they're doing in California and the rest of the country with these demon rats. They're doing these Bolshevik Marxist communists. They're not going to end, Mike, and I'm sure other callers will call and agree. We think this country's nation is not going to be able to survive much longer, Mike. Honestly, I don't know if we're going to make it to 2026 or 28. I don't know.
Says the government could collapse as early as next year.
I have to go along and agree with that, Mike, because, you know, and I can tell you, Mike, here in South Florida, I see all these, you know, different types of people from different parts of the world, and the traffic's horrendous. I see these cities imploding. Mike, what's ever going to happen if we ever have a food shortage? Like, I mean, where there's no food coming into the cities, and then you got all these illegals on top of it? Where's the Green New Deal, Mike? With all these Green New Deal and all these cars, these illegals never would have owned a car in their life, Mike, in Mexico or Central America or anywhere. especially in Central America, maybe Mexico, but not in Guatemala, Honduras, Ecuador, El Salvador. They would have never owned a car. Cuba, never. Forget it. Every Cuban woman here in South Florida has to have a car. But in Cuba, you'll never see one woman drive a car, Mike. Never. Zero. Maybe they're butch and they are taxi drivers in Cuba, but you don't see no females with no cars, Mike. I don't even believe they give them licenses over there for females. So, yeah, Mike, where's this Green New Deal that Anathy Ocasio Cortez talks about, her filthy lies out of her filthy mouth, and she's always, like, bashing white Anglo males, but her boyfriend's a white Irish guy. Have you seen her boyfriend, Mike? It's crazy.
Yeah.
How does this guy sleep with her? She's bashing white Americans all the time. I mean, she's another hypocritical liar. And, you know, it's just amazing to me the spewing lies and the filth that is being perpetrated out of his government, Mike. It's absolutely appalling. And, you know, I pray for the best for this country, but Mike, I tell you, I think some major calamity is going to happen. If they keep messing, I can tell you, Mike, if they keep in the barrier with Putin, man, I tell you what. And if Taiwan does get invaded by China, which is potentially going to happen soon, and if Biden gets in there for another term, Mike, you can bet your bottom dollar that if Biden's reelected, people better understand this, we are going to go to World War III over Taiwan with China. Guaranteed.
And we're going to lose, especially with our military so disrupted with all this wokeness. By the way, before I let you go, I did a quick check. Cuba has been issuing driver's licenses to women since 1892.
Okay, Mike. Well, you're saying they issue them? There's no cars for them to drive, Mike. And the main cars they have in Cuba are taxis. They use the old 1955, 56, 57 Chevys and Dodges and all that, protecting people around.
Oh, yeah. Those Cuban mechanics, they're the best in the world because they have to keep those cars running no matter how old they get.
Well, they can keep them running with a rubber band. But I can tell you as a witness that on island, there's no women on that island who drive a car. So I know you're getting that statistic. Yeah, they've been issuing licenses, like no question about it, from that time period.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, I've given you a big chunk of time, and we just had another caller call on in. So thank you very much for the call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. First and foremost, I'm sitting here doing some searching. And I've always wondered why, you know, all the rioting's happening, you know, why all the racial division, why all of this? And it all ends with this question. What are we going to do with humanity when technology has caught up and the rich don't need us anymore? The political elites don't need us anymore. You know, this whole thing.
That's why they're all screaming about population reduction. You know, remember the Georgia Guidestones before they got knocked down? They were saying, keep the global population at just 1 billion. And, you know, obviously population is a problem, and I think that's why we have so many people, in the streets. I mean, the population is growing faster than the technology can keep up with it, and that is leading us to what is called a Malthusian catastrophe.
I mean, I guess where I'm coming from with this, you know, is the fact that, you know, where do you see ourselves in 2024 if Donald Trump is not our leader? If we don't have a sensible leader, I'll even take RFK, dude, if worst came to worst. But where are we going to be? Every one of you. Well, I'll be very honest.
I have spent the last almost 30 years trying to find a peaceful way to get this country back to the constitutional republic that we were all told it was. Obviously, I have not succeeded on that. So looking forward, I'm seeing only three possible outcomes. First of all, McGregor is saying, the government could just fall apart in a Soviet Union-style collapse, which I've been speculating about for a while here. Or we get into World War III and we lose. Or there's a civil war inside this country, and I don't like those last two, especially.
Where we're going to be, you guys are already starting to see that they're coming after conservatives.
Yes.
With the electors in Michigan, you're not even going to be allowed to live, let alone anything else. I mean, you know, the whole thing is this, is that, you know, first you get rid of one sect of the population so that we get this one party system, because this is where we're going to. You know, they're trying to outlaw the Republican Party.
You know, ultimately, I think the bringing in of the illegal immigrants is they want an easily controlled population. They want to get rid of all of us intelligentsia, like Pol Pot did in Cambodia, you know, where they committed a genocide against anybody with advanced educations because stupid people are easier to control. They don't need people like me who ask embarrassing questions.
But I guess, you know, where I'm coming from with this is that, you know, we need to talk about what life is going to be like if we don't win. You know, you already see where it's going. You know, they debank people.
Look at any democratically controlled city and the conditions there. And somebody posted a picture to Twitter, and the comment there was, you know, this is the city that banned plastic straws because they're bad for the environment. And the picture is just showing all of these plastic syringes all over the ground on the sidewalks there. So,
Mike, what's going to wind up happening, dude, is that a good portion of our population, dude, that was in on the fight are going to be like, communism's great, get in the car, and all that stuff, man. You know, we need to start telling the truth, dude, about how this is going to go down. And each and every one of you should be worried for your life and all that stuff, you know, going forward. You know, they already are going to start taking tabs, dude, of how you vote. They already have all of your third party information. They know what you eat. They know how to poison you. They know how to do everything. You know, the truth in the matter is that I'm listening to things like Bards FM, B-A-R-D-S FM. And they have gentlemen on there that, you know, are pretty much, dude, you know, arguing, you know, with our own conservative base over when is enough enough. And when, sitting there saying, you know, we need to go for all this nonviolence and all that stuff, but you're gonna take and they're gonna, and what are you gonna do? Are you gonna wait until they come to your front door? I mean, this is where we're at, people. And there's a sect of our population that is conservative, that is Trump voting, that is ready, dude, to sit here and meet the challenge head on. If they riot in the cities, they're going to go into the cities. You know, if they're going to riot in the small town, they're going to go in the small town, and they'll even fight us, dude, if we don't sit here and get on with this agenda, dude, for, you know, to take back our country, dude, because they believe wholeheartedly in, you know, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty, that Ben Franklin saying.
Yes.
And this is what we need to worry about. Because you know, the people, dude, that are fed up, dude, that have nothing else to lose anymore, that are just tired of being subjugated, dude, by all of this crap, dude, are looking at us and saying, you're holding us up. And all that stuff, man. You know, all of these people, dude, sitting there saying, you know, God's going to take me out of this and all that stuff. You know, I want to know what's the real deal. Because now, dude, there's a new sect of the Republican establishment, dude, that is ready to go to war with Democrats, dude. And it's not anybody, dude, that you're seeing on television or anything like that. It is the people, dude, who have been betrayed by the system. That have family, dude, who have been killed, dude, you know, because of the vaccine, dude, and they're tired of people not doing anything about it. People, dude, who live in the cities and can't afford to get out, dude, because they're on some kind of land contract and they can't sell their home and they're stuck there. I mean, these are the people, dude, that are calling these radio stations, dude, and coming up to us and saying, look, dude, we're either unified in our front or whatever. And you know, they're saying things along the lines of, you know, I've already had my child. The circle of life has come full circle. I have nothing else to lose. I mean, where do we go with these people? All that, man.
Well,
I mean, because they're not wrong.
That's why
they're
I
not
think
wrong.
There's a very real possibility of a civil war in this country. And
to sit here and think, dude, that incrementally, they can sit here and say, well, you know, these 13 or 16, 17 electors in Michigan who are like 70 years old collecting pensions, Social Security, they're politically active because they're worried about their future. If these people are going to go to jail, when is it going to be you or me?
Probably.
You know, this is what we need to start talking about. We need to start having a contingency plan.
Marco, my turn. Look what they did to the January 6th protesters who were exercising their First Amendment right to demonstrate. Yes, it got hijacked by undercover informants. I mean, they're admitting there were undercover operatives in that crowd. That's why they won't release the rest of those January 6th tapes. And these people up in Michigan, all they did was sign a letter saying we think the 2020 the 2020 election was rigged, and that's protected speech under the First Amendment. But we currently live under a government that has basically tossed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights into the shredder.
Because they've done that, dude, that just makes, you know, these people's arguments, you know, for why, dude, you know, everybody needs to sit here and start looking at each other and saying, look, dude, you know, everybody knows somebody, dude, who's taken advantage and sold this country out. Now what are you going to do to fix it? And this is where people are at today, man. And I'm confused because it's like I have sentiment, you know, with these people and things like that, you know, where these people do, you know, that the future, dude, and what they have planned for us and all that stuff, you know, we're going to have the cashless society and you're going to have food shortages and all of that stuff, man. You know, and I'm far from, you know, the idea, dude, of, you know, like, I don't know, man, you know,
okay,
like getting out in the streets or anything like
that. I'm still hoping for a collapse and rebuild from scratch. Got to let you go for commercials, Marco. And by the way, that quote of yours is Thomas Jefferson, not Ben Franklin. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
People are getting stupid and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range. 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas.
And welcome back to our show, and listening to that last little audio clip on the break about the decline in education. And reminds me of a quote by Frederick Douglass, knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave. And that may be a big part of why the education system has shifted away from critical thinking and in favor of critical race theory and, you know, sexuality and all the rest of that stuff. Anyway, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is on my mind, my dear? And a big shout to that gal, Claire. You go, gal. Anyway, I have a technical, scientifically technical question as well as a general comment about the financial state of Samantha Powers going over to another country and dishing out who knows how much money. Billions, maybe. Trillions, maybe. Or whatever it now is. You know what? Maybe, perhaps, on her way back, and upon her entrance back into the U.S., she needs to start dishing out the same amount, equal fundage, and reparations to the people in the U.S. as far as her entrance back into the U.S. Sound fair enough?
Well, that, I would love to see it. I would love to see this government more concerned about taking care of our population than foreign populations and the illegal immigrants. But, you know, on the pecking order, you know, legal American citizens, especially white heterosexuals, are definitely on the bottom rung.
Well, you know, I'm going to leave that part alone because, quite frankly, that's a really big well to hop into, and right now I'm not going to because,
okay,
quite frankly, we have so many ethnic backgrounds naturally in the U.S. as far as citizens are concerned. Yes, there are various ethnic backgrounds that are being attacked and demeaned and everything else. I'll give you that. Because quite frankly, well, you're egging me on to go into that certain well, and I'm not going to do it right now because there's not enough time. But as far as the financial part goes, the people in the U.S. should come first, not people in other countries for that matter. And how that got twisted around, I don't want to know because it's pretty much in your face how it did. So aside from that, now for the scientific technical question for you, what is your prospect and thought about NASA sending probes to go into the atmosphere of the sun just to do scientific research about the plasma field or whatever and various coronal mass injections and so forth ad nauseam to derive who knows what kind of information or elements or whatever from the supposed surface of the sun is concerned itself? Because being it's a great big gas ball, it doesn't really have a surface.
No, it really doesn't.
Per se. It doesn't.
It's basically a bubble.
You could say that's well put. If you could almost say that the sun is a reverse version of a black hole, in a manner of speaking.
I wouldn't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Well, you can agree if you wish. You can agree or disagree as you wish to. That's up to you. The reason I say it is because, one, a black hole sucks material into it, whereas the sun is throwing out into the solar system, let alone this part of the galaxy, material out into the solar system towards the various planetary bodies. So,
well, that's just because the sun's gravity is not strong enough. You know, I mean, a lot of the material the sun throws out, like prominences, do fall back onto the sun. And, of course, the sun is, you know, exerting gravitational influence on the planets, which is why we're not being flung off into the universe.
Well, I'll give you that. Now, the question is, as back to the original question is, the aspect of sending probes into to measurement or who knows what and so forth. The problem is, how would NASA go about creating aircraft or probes or whatever you want to call it that could actually survive these supposed
No, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And let me answer you because we're almost to the next commercial break here. NASA did build a spacecraft called the Parker Solar Probe, and it was on the mission to, quote, touch the sun, end quote. Now, it didn't get all, you know, obviously it's not going to go all the way to the photosphere. But it's certainly flying closer to the sun than any spacecraft before it, and it did present quite a bit of a challenge on how to keep the sun from frying the electronics inside the spacecraft, and they did it with a whole bunch of sun shields that are kept between the spacecraft and the sun. And, you know, there's radiative energy getting past each one of the solar shields, but by the time it gets past the last one, it's not a big problem for the spacecraft.
Well, hopefully they sent back the information that was needed anyway. But with that, I'll have a green olive, not rainbow, with my margarita. Have a great week. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're on a break. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch.
Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's the naturalearthmedicine.com.
Working two jobs, it's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike,
doing actually, all right.
I saw something that really brought a lot of what we're talking about and all that to my attention. I was watching these. I don't know if you ever heard of this thing. It's on Rumble and YouTube. It's called Redacted with Clayton Morris.
Yes.
Natalie Morris. Clayton Morris used to, I believe, work actually report for the fake news network, Fox News Network, but he's now completely independent. And they were talking about going through some of the Army regulations about getting about these transvestites. They're completely lowering their standards, including physical standards, because
yes,
the drugs these people are taking, and they're permitted, they're not only permitted, they're encouraged to take it by the U.S. military. Weaken the muscles and, you know, all around. It's just no good for you, you know? It's poison, really. So, what I'm trying to say, though, is this. We see how oppressive this government is getting. The only way they could really get total control of us, you know, is using the military. And even that, Even a healthy, strong military would be very difficult for them to do, and they would have a lot of, you know, opposition within the military. But this is a joke. These people are a joke. There's no way they could control this country. And as far as the, federal police, they would be overwhelmed in probably within a day. Because, remember, you have a lot of militias, you do have the Second Amendment, and you have a lot of constitutional sheriffs and local police. Also, that would fight against an oppressive government. And a lot of these sheriffs have the ability to form posses where they can literally recruit thousands of men to, and deputize them. And you really have a huge militia. And now comes the color of law on top of it. So I really think it's encouraging right now that they're doing this to the military. I don't believe the United States has to lead anybody. The only thing we should lead is lead ourselves to take care of this country, take care of the homeless list, of the bad roads, of the bridges, and bring this country back to what it should be. The infrastructure, the whole, bring our jobs back, bring our industries back. The only thing the United States should do. We don't need to lead anybody. We have no business in the South China Sea. We have no business in Eastern Europe. We have no business in Western Europe. We have no business in Taiwan. Our business should be in the United States of America. I'm not saying we're strong enough to defend ourselves, at least if we straighten out some of these problems with the military. Okay? That should be our main thing. If somebody is in Canada pointing guns at us from Canada, like we're doing to the Russians in Ukraine, yeah, then we have a right to defend ourselves. Or Mexico, or any place else like that. Yeah, right on a boat. Yeah. Other than that, we shouldn't have to worry about any of this stuff. We don't have to leave. I saw that fool Pence. Tucker Carlson made a complete monkey out of him when Pence started bloviating about how America must lead and how we must. It's so important to take care of, to get the weapons to Ukraine. The only mistake Biden is making is not getting them fast enough. And all of that, Tucker called him out, told him about, you know, all the problems in the United States, the homelessness, the bad roads, you know, all the stuff. And he said that's not a problem.
That was not his concern, is what he said.
Not his concern, right. You're right. But, I mean, this is what we have. And another, Nikki Haley, another neocon warmongering. And same thing as Tim Scott. You know, these are neocon warmongers, and they're so stupid they don't understand that we're not capable of waging those wars even if we wanted to. What are you going to do? Have these transvestites? You know, what do you think? Maybe the Russians or the Chinese have laughed themselves to death, or the Iranians. Okay? Maybe that's their plan. Okay? The only way we could stand up to them, of course, is with nukes. And nobody would win then. Okay? It would be an all-out destruction of most or all of the planet. And the other thing, of course, they might try is the draft. If they try a draft, this country would be taken completely apart. You think these millennials and these Gen Zs, you think they would allow themselves to get drafted into this military today?
I think the reason they have not brought back the draft is they know that that would mobilize Americans to finally stand up and say enough of all these wars.
Exactly.
They're not benefiting ordinary Americans. Yeah, the corporations are doing really good. The defense contractors are doing really good. You know, but all of this money that is being spent on all of these wars is not bringing any benefit to we, the American people.
So how dumb do they... Obviously, they're not the smartest people in the world. They may have a lot of book learning. They may go to these stupid schools like Harvard and Yale and all that, these dumbass schools. But how smart are they really? They don't have any real street smarts, no common sense. That's why they don't...
No, they really don't. They've lived isolated academic and political lives here. And I'm remembering a line from the movie All the President's Men, where Deep Throat is talking about the people in the White House, and he says that the truth is they're not really very bright.
They're not, and they're even stupider now, even dumber. And look who we got, our so-called leader there, the imposter in chief. I mean, you talk about a joke, a bad joke, but it's a joke. I mean, a man barely, he doesn't even know how to get off the stage. He wanders around shaking hands as invisible with the invisible man, you know? I mean, come on. I mean, it's a total, and look at the vice president, the complete idiot. I mean, this woman is dumb. Remember when she went to Vietnam that time and she thought that monument they had to the Vietnamese troops who shot down American planes and all that?
Yeah.
And she thought that was for... In honor of John McCain. It's just the opposite. I mean, how dumb can a woman be? You know? So, and that's not all. I mean, the woman is just stupid. And this is what the president and the vice president, she's almost like an insurance policy. They're not going to do anything to Biden because then they get hurt, you know?
Yeah, we've seen that happen before where presidential candidates will pick a running mate that acts as a safety device because they don't dare put that vice president into the Oval Office.
Yeah, Nixon picked Agnew, right? But the problem, so they had to go after Agnew first before they could go after Nixon, you know?
Yeah, they had to get Gerald Ford in the vice presidency, so when Nixon resigned, Ford would come on in. Ford had served on the Warren Commission, and Nixon could count on him to keep that whole aspect of the Watergate scandal under wraps.
And by the way, who did Ford choose as his vice president? Big mistake.
I actually don't recall.
Almost lost his wife, huh?
Hmm?
Who did Ford choose as his vice president?
Almost I don't recall.
Rockefeller.
Ah, right. You're
and
correct.
Two
yep.
very near assassination attempts, almost successful assassination, just happened to have to Ford within the 2 years that he was still had in the White House. Two almost successful assassination attempts. I mean, does that not tell you something?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, Rockefeller, you know? So, I mean, this is what we've got. The only thing I am concerned, though, right now, Mike, is when I see these drones, how they're making use of drones here in this Russia-Ukraine war.
Yeah.
And it starts making me wonder how far away they are from getting human, you know, cyborgs, actual robots to do the fighting. And that would be dangerous because then they could use the robots to turn against us, You know, again, we're talking Terminator style. You know,
yeah.
That. I don't know how close they might be. I'm amazed how close with drones though, the advancement in drones that happened. That those things are dangerous, and they are. And some of them are autonomous already.
Yes.
So, wouldn't take much for you know. Once they're autonomous, that means they can think on their own. Wouldn't take much.
No, that's not what autonomous means. It means that they have the machinery inside to follow whatever they're programmed to do without human intervention, like aircraft's flight director, which uses the autopilot to go from waypoint to waypoint to waypoint to waypoint. But it doesn't mean the flight director is actually thinking or conscious or aware.
You don't think that with AI they couldn't become conscious or aware?
At some point down the road, yes. I mean, we're watching the development of artificial intelligence, and it's very convincing. You know, I play with ChatGPT every now and then. I'm actually studying AI and Python right now. I don't think they're sentient and self-aware. And in the case of ChatGPT, that's because its only sensory organ is the keyboard. We're self-aware because we have all these senses constantly feeding data to our brain. We have our eyes, ears, nose, our skin, our sense of balance, and so forth.
Well, Mike, I hope you're right. I'm very concerned about this stuff. I really am because maybe I watch too many science fiction movies, but the ones I'm mostly is when I watch Terminator and see there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Cameron was a visionary. He definitely was. Anyway, I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Bruce in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I've got another question to ask you about the government. As far as I know, of course, I have a general knowledge on the functioning of the government. But Congress creates the budget, right? Congress has the purse strings.
Well,
so where is Biden?
Actually, Biden writes up a suggested budget, and it goes to the House of Representatives because under the Constitution, all revenue measures must originate in the House of Representatives. And the House goes over the president's suggested budget, and they make adjustments, and then they vote on it. Then it goes to the Senate. The Senate may make some changes themselves. Then it has to go back to the House, and eventually they have a reconciliation bill. When that passes both houses, it goes back to the president for a signature, and that is basically the budget for the next year.
Right. So where is Biden getting this open-ended checkbook for the Ukraine then?
Well, that really is a question there, and... it's a huge amount of money, and it certainly explains all the borrowing they're doing from the Federal Reserve. Once he got past that debt limit situation, you know, he's just borrowing and spending like there's no tomorrow.
This government's out of control.
And, it is, totally.
As far as the immigration, I just want to throw my 2 cents in there. These people, they're not on like a march, a reconquista. Like, they're not that, they don't have that much agency, let's put it that way. Maybe people are organizing that do, especially in the United States and these NGOs, and he has no activists that are calling for it. But these people are basically, they're being shown a big golden goose to come in and join in and to feast on, is what it is. And they're very, let's be honest, you know, a lot of these people, you know, a couple hundred years ago, they were living in the jungle, okay? And that's why the Spaniards so easily conquered Central and South America, right? The Native Americans in the United States, especially the Plains Indians, the Apache, and the Comanche, if you go way back to the Salutrian theory, and then you had the Asiatic migration, there was a convolution there, maybe some wars, and the mixing the DNA, and so they had a little bit more agency. So that's why they could fight the United States government for so long, and take up arms and learn how to use firearms and how to use horses, and that type of thing. That's why it took so long to conquer the United States versus Central and South America. But getting back to my point, if you look at the governments of Mexico on down, you know they're always in a state of despair in one way or another. okay? Constant revolutions that really never go nowhere. You have a ruling elite, and then the masses are poor. And that's what they're creating up here. It's just a way to turn the United States. They're destroying the middle class.
Yes, they are.
They're destroying the middle class.
That's deliberate because every time in history there's been a revolution, it originates within the middle class because they're the ones that have the extra money to say, here, go buy some guns and bullets. And every tyranny in history always gets rid of the middle class. In the case of the Soviet Union, it was simply designed out of existence right from the very beginning.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's how I see it as. And it's a Kalergi plan on top of it all, you know. But basically, they're waging war on the middle class, diluting their political opposition. I never thought I would see Mike Pence, you know, being laughed at on stage, and Lindsey Graham being booed for like 7 minutes. You know, these people are seeing exactly how popular they really are. You know,
yeah.
This is
but they don't worry about it because they're faking they're just going to go on rigging elections.
Yeah, so they don't worry about the border either. And, in fact, they're probably just much in on it. They just get lip service to controlling the border. It's in the senators, especially. The senators are garbage. But in my last point, well, I don't have a last point, so I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right, fine. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the economy, we were talking the other day about how some stores were chaining and locking the cases to stop the theft that was going on there. Now in the Safeway stores in San Francisco, they now have security gates at the self-checkout kiosks. And what it is you go to the self-checkout, you put your groceries on, they scan it, you pay, and you get a printed receipt. And the printed receipt has a little QR code on there that you have to show to the scanner at the security gate before the security gate will open to let you exit the store. And, of course, if there was a real effort to control the crime on the streets of San Francisco, none of this stuff would be necessary. And remember, when these stores are forced to resort to these measures, you know, they have to raise prices to you to pay for it all. You know, the government isn't paying for any of this stuff. You know, we ultimately pay for all. All right. Now then, we've been worried about the central bank digital currency. That sounds quite dystopian. It's, you know, if Nigel Farage is to be believed, it's the next step to the Western equivalent of China's social credit system. But apparently the Bank of International Settlements has another plan in the works. It's called the Unified Ledger. And what that is, it is a global database. Okay, and there's actually an article. Oh, we've got to take a break for commercials.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of the program today. And we're talking about the Bank of International Settlements plan for a unified ledger. And there's actually a page on this at BIS.org. It's entitled Blueprint for the Future Monetary System, Improving the Old, Enabling the New, which is a very bland and not very informative title. But basically, the unified ledger will feature programmable entries, meaning that your ownership of assets can be revoked or altered at any time according to the social engineering desires of the globalists. Basically, this unified ledger will record the ownership of checking accounts, real estate, bonds, stocks on this centralized exchange run by the globalists. And basically, like, they can just basically take stuff away from you and give it to somebody else based on their agenda here. And that's how you will own nothing, in case you were wondering where Klaus Schwab was getting that idea from. Basically, they will own it all, and it will be assigned to you based on what they think you deserve and need. Okay, talk about a dystopian dictatorship here. Okay. Apparently, the government is now releasing thousands of illegal immigrant children into the country with latent tuberculosis infections, and there are no assurances of treatment. Now, nearly 2,500 kids with latent infections were released into 44 states over the past year. About 126,000 total were released, indicating an infection rate of 1 in 50 migrant children. One out of every 50 of these illegal immigrant children are carrying tuberculosis. And the government says it can't treat the children because they're in custody for a very short time, and successful treatment requires 3 to 9 months here. Now, tuberculosis was declared eradicated in the U.S. in the 1970s, and now because of the open border policy, it is being reintroduced, and I'm sure the medical industrial complex is going to be delighted. They're going to be making more money out of U.S. citizens that are coming down with tuberculosis. And it's all about the Benjamins here. So there appears to be a war on the Texas border between Governor Abbott's attempt to secure the border and the federal government, which is trying to keep it open. And again, that's a Title VIII violation. But they're opposed to that barricade of floating spiked balls and chains that are in the Rio Grande. And apparently a group of Tennessee Republican lawmakers pushed the Department of Homeland Security to explain how an illegal immigrant accused of raping multiple children was allowed to stay in the U.S. for 2 decades. I mean, if you're going to start deporting people, I would start with the rapists, okay? Now, by the way, Disney's experiment in the new Snow White who is not white, and the seven politically correct magical people is being mocked, and more of the little people, actors like, well, they're complaining. The story says dwarfs, hire dwarfs. Anyway, there's the music. The show is over, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Let's see. William Repellum is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN in this very, very difficult time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of. Find out, I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the sea.